page. First parak, the Piyasetzner is still speaking to us and trying to help us realize what we don't know about ourselves. Lo shanu omrim b'zeh she'in chiluk bein hachsharas nar lenar. I'm not trying to say when I tell you that you have so much potential that there isn't a difference between people. Rak she'in onu yucholim lahachlit, but it's that we cannot decide. Be'inyani ha-hachshara, when it comes to preparing and nurturing and raising, v'lomar me'rosh, and to say up front, ma yiyeh mishpat hanar kashe yigdal. We don't know what's going to happen later. Ki yeshnam talmidim, there are some kids, she'achshavuseim sgurus v'nei alamos b'hem, that their potential is sealed, it's quiet, it's maybe even dormant, that we don't even see. Good morning. We're just getting started. Top of Lamed Aleph. There are some people whose their potential is so dormant we don't see it. And the truth is, you see it with guys even into their 30s or 40s, that they don't really connect until all of a sudden something just clicks, and then they're like, I want to transform. I want to see what I can accomplish. And when that person grows, all of a sudden his friends are like, whoa, I didn't realize that he had so much potential. Who knew? Everybody's like, wow, I didn't see that coming. The challenge is that oftentimes that person, we didn't see that coming for ourselves. Third to last line, the first paragraph. Lifaneinu, second to last line. Ulehepach, and the opposite is also true. Kama neshamos gedolos, how many great souls are there? Shahayu ruuyos lahayris eini Yisrael. They were meant to light up the Jewish world. Nevdu al yedei, they were lost because shehisrashlu ba'avodasim bin ureim. That when they were younger, they didn't bother. They were checked out. They never bothered. So in this piece, the Rebbe is reminding us that you never know. We might be that kid in school, that kid that nobody thought was going to influence anybody, and now their Shabbos table is like, everybody comes, they're like, whoa, you sing Zmiris at your Shabbos table? Like your kids are inspired? You want to be a davening? You don't run out when the, you know. It's funny, Dr. Pelkovitz, he told me once a story. He didn't say which community it was, which is good. He said there were a bunch of guys. They were the hackers, the talkers in this minyan. And one day, one of the guys said to the other guys, it's like, basically, what the heck are we doing over here? This is bad. We got to do something. So, he said, these guys, they decided to make their own minyan. They made their own minyan, and they made the klal, there's not going to be any talking at this minyan. So the guys, and all of a sudden, so somebody came who didn't, and came to their minyan. They were like, what? And they're like, yeah, we just decided. And you never know. You never know at what point you're going to just make that decision. And a person always has, the Rebbe is saying, always has the potential. We just don't necessarily realize it. When they came, when Shmuel HaNavi came to find Shaul to make him the king, to anoint him, Shaul was like, I'm not your guy. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I might be tall, but just because I'm tall and handsome, I'm just like he didn't even see it within himself that he had the capacity to be the manig, the melech. So like, how often is it that we don't see it? And then the next step that the Rebbe is talking about is this idea of hisrashlus. That last word, shehisrashlu, lehitrashel. How would you say that in modern English, in Hebrew, modern Hebrew, lehitrashel? It means like, it actually means to be delinquent. Like if you would say in Hebrew, if you would have a guy coming to your house to do shibutzim, and he didn't do a good job because he really didn't show up. Like he was there physically, but he didn't bother. So you would say that's hitrashlut. That would be like negligence.
That's a stronger word, negligence.
Right. That's so. Like the Rebbe Shlomo gave us capacity. We are. What does the Torah say? We are Adam. Adam comes from Lashon Adama. Adama means that there's capacity here, that you can make it into something. We just have to bother. So the Rebbe says, now look at this next paragraph. V'gam ata ben yakir. My beloved, we're precious. We're important. So what's going to happen? Im kisrashlusam tisrashel. If we are misrashel, if we blow it and we don't use our potential, ves kishronosecha, and our capacity, asher atzurim b'cha, that is, it's buried or trapped within us. Mibli asher targishos b'chas v'shalom, without even realizing it, ta'abid, we're going to lose it. Lo nar b'lvad shichasta, it's not just that you've ruined one person, rak efshar gon yisro v'tzadik b'amadrega. Maybe a great Talmud Chacham, or a great Tzaddik, or a great Askan. I didn't get to read it yet, I saw in the hallway, the new Jewish action, the 20 great Shtadlonim Askanim for the last... Do you know what that means? That means that a regular balabas who goes to work can shape Jewish destiny. Right? Like, create a whole legacy. You don't have to be a Gon and a Tzaddik. He said that last time. Chas v'sholom ibarata. That lack of realization of what we have. So that's why I wanted you to see this book. It's an incredible book. It's about Rav Shlomo Freifeld, the life and legacy of Rav Shlomo Freifeld. So it's called Rav Shlomo, and here he tells all kinds of stories about his life and how he built Shaar Yashuv. So there was one piece in here that really fit with this Nakuda, because he had a Shalashudis once in his house. And he was talking about people that he knew from a previous generation. And in this piece, you listen to Rav Shlomo Freifeld and you realize that that's what the Pious Etzer is talking about, how a person doesn't have to be, you know, extraordinary to make a huge difference. He says he was talking about the people that he grew up with. There's no question that with all the great advances in science, it has left a real damper on man. What he's talking about here is people think that if I'm not the greatest intelligence, I'm not good. He says, I once picked up a Yid from Williamsburg and gave him a ride to the mountains. He didn't stop talking about interesting Rashis and Chumash for the entire 3-hour trip. He was a professor of Rashi. Luckily for him, no one ever told him that he had an IQ. That would have ruined him. Why? Because if in school somebody would have said to him, you know, you're not the smartest kid, so why bother? But Rav Shlomo Freifeld said, this guy was like, he was the Rashi incarnate. The Rav of my shul, this story mamash blew me away. The Rav of my shul, so the person he's going to talk about, I have the sefer at home. And when we learned Hilchos Mikvos in the Kolo, this was like the go-to sefer. I mamash loved the sefer. But I didn't know much about the Mechaber, this sefer. So this Rav Shlomo Freifeld says, the Rav of my shul, Rav Telushkin, Zchus Yogan Aleinu, was a man, I wouldn't write this, he said he was a man of average intelligence. When I saw this Maisa, I was like blown away. He wrote the sefer, Taras Maim, a very, very important sefer on Hilchos Mikvos. It was amazing. He became an expert in Mikvos and put out a sefer that is essential to anyone learning Mikvos. The need came up when he was in Europe and the mikveh in his town was destroyed, so he went to a gadol in another town for help. This Rav told Rav Telushkin that he was the Rav and he should learn the laws of mikvahs. So Rav Telushkin came home and sat down with a shamus who barely knew how to learn. And together they started mikvahs again and again until Rav Telushkin conquered that point and this point. He would ask shilas and whatever he didn't know until he mastered it. The butcher where I grew up, I can still remember him standing in the corner of his store with his head in the Mur Nevuchim. There was a man that started learning with Rav Telushkin when he was already 65. And by the time he was 80, he was able to say his own shiur. He lived till 105. So his point was like, we don't realize the capacity that we have. And that if we don't ever try, and if we just think, oh, I'm not such a chashva guy, I'm not a smart guy, I'm not a learned guy, but it can have a tremendous roshim. It can have a tremendous roshim. You never know what it can impact. Even like you talked about before in terms of davening, like my grandfather's chorin levracha, my mother's father, so he came from Europe as a boy, and the rest of his family, he supported them, so he went to work. He never had, I don't think he even had a high school, maybe had a high school, public school education. I don't even think so. He learned, he knew how to learn Mishnayos. But his thing was he would learn Mishnayos. As a grandchild, that was a big thing. We learned Mishnayos together. And he would go to Minyan. Every Minyan. There was no such thing as scheduling a trip. He sold shmatas, but everything was around his shul. And so that left a huge rosh on me now, all those years later. One time, we used to go to visit them in Florida, where they would spend the winters in Florida when they retired, mostly retired. So one time we went out for dinner, you know, Baruch Hashem, it was the regular Sarah's Pizza, 3:15, like the regular dinner, Kayadua, which was fine because Mincha was like 5:30, but then there was traffic coming back down Collins. And I remember he had had a stroke, so he walked with a four-prong cane, and there was a hallway in the Carriage Club South where they moved because of because he had a stroke. They were in the Crystal House, but he didn't want to stay there because there was no minion. So he had to move because he couldn't walk very well. So they sold their apartment. They moved to a place that had a minion, but we were late for Mincha. So this was a big problem. So there's a hallway going down to get to the shul. And I remember he took my hand, and I was a boy. I was probably 14 years old. And he held on so tight, he was much bigger than I was, and I thought he was going to break every bone in my hand. And we ran. The four-prong cane was flying, and we were running down the hall because we were going to be late for Minyan. So he was mamash gadol in tefillah b'tzivah and being in a shul. Like, that was the place where he belonged. And now, you know, all these years later, that still has a rosham on me. He didn't say, oh, you know, I'm a Russian kid who's an immigrant who never learned. If you could develop that, if he had lost that, so who would have lost out? He would have lost out, but his children would have lost out, his grandchildren, my own children, like the ripple effects of that. And then the Rebbe says, now think about the ripple effects even farther, which is, and this is crazy, he says, V'lo rak levad harayosa, not just for yourself and not just your children, rak Gamba ad Yisrael kulo, afla kodesh baruch hu. The Jewish people are waiting for us. That little piece of the Jewish people, of the whole tapestry, the picture, it's waiting for us. It's not just our children. The Rebbe says, think big. The Rebbe Shalom is counting on us. He put us here for a reason. Are we trying? Al davar ze ha-shechina mi'alelas. The Shechina is crying. Mekones mi'alelas le'inor. Siftu shamayim o'malacheim. All the malachim, all the heavens, everybody's crying. Everyone's crying. Olam li baras, I created this whole world. Each one of us is a whole world. Like in my Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, we're a whole world. And the world is bechlal, is like a giant puzzle. Felishkam besocha kivisi, I wanted to live in the world. Gedoli Yisrael v'avodah tzadikim eshkinasi bo yamshichu. I brought into the world souls, so many souls. Tzadikim, gaonim, chasidim, askanim, all kinds of people. And our job is to make a Kiddush Hashem. Es dvarai l'kulam yashmu. I said lech lecha to Avraham Avinu for all of his children. I gave the Torah to all the Jewish people. Everyone has a chilek. Sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha. V'lavudas yiskulam yisalglu v'yishtablu. Everybody should accustom. L'istagel leads to accustom ourselves and to work in Avodas Hashem. V'yizei ba ha'elam hazeh. This young guy comes. Vitzare v'gadol, the great person, Asher Elov chikisi m'meni, I was looking for you. I was waiting for you, Hashem says to each of us. Ebed, we missed out. Ve'ever Asher Skvodi, yaktish v'yishko me'iti bitel. So he missed out on bringing this special person. Regel, look what he writes. Regel me'ragle kisei kavod, kavodi. There's one piece of the kisei kavod that we need to step up to fill. We need to make that happen. Asher ba'aretz nigda, it's cut down v'chelek shchinasim na'olam nirgash. Nigrash. So what did Rav Shlomo Freifel tell us? It's never too late. It's never too late to figure out. How do I get to Minyan? How do I learn? How do I grow my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because no one else can do it for me. I am this piece in the puzzle. So not only is the Rebbe telling us to realize our own potential, but to realize how the whole world, the tapestry that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of the entire Jewish people and the entire world, we play a role in that. We should have a sense of achrayus, which I think it's even a bigger challenge today because we live in a society and in a world where everything is very self-focused, right? You go to a graduation, they tell you, be yourself, right? It's all about the experience of me And even I hear people younger than us, the millennials, this whole millennial situation of, yeah, I'm not feeling it right now, so I'm going to change jobs four times in the next 2 years. Because I'm not really feeling it, right? It's like, but the Rebbe says, but realize the opportunity we have in the world, as parents and our families, like, as Avdei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a place for each one of us. And it might be a struggle, but it's never too late. Rosh Shlomo Freifeld had people who came, like, that was the previous door. And I think, even though it's a little bit countercultural, I think we can do this. We can take ourselves seriously. Okay, today, what's my job? My job is to be a good father. How do I have patience with my children? How do I make sure I have time for mincha? How do I have time? We're making time to learn, even though everybody could be running on their day. So we could do this just one step at a time. We just have to take out the time and focus on it. And all of a sudden, people say, oh, And I'm sure you've had this. I didn't know you go to Minyan every day. I didn't know you learn. But that's exactly what the Rebbe said. You're right. Maybe our friends didn't know. Maybe we didn't know, but we have that potential. Shkoyach. All right. Have a great week.